Today's theme is something that we encounter hundreds of times a day. It's something that touches the very essence of our being. We can call it Mishvarim Ha'imdim Baruma Shalaylam. Yet, all of us, myself included, treat it with tremendous familiarity. Our Inyan today is Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Hei. Kavana Sabrach. Kavana Ba'azkaras Hashem. The Chaya Adam, who is primarily Halacha Sefer, ascribes such importance to these Halachas that he prefaces these Halachas with a story. Preparing this shir, I realized that I will be running into a problem of practice what you preach. But nevertheless, every day we daven, when we say Birch Satayra, we say V'niyah Anachno, V'tetayinu, V'tetay Amcha Beit Yisrael, Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha. We all aspire to be Yoidei Shemecha. So, let us an attempt to have a look at this simon with the halacha and with the introduction of Agada. The Gemara in Chulin, Tadi Aleph on the Bay, says the following. Chavivin Yisrael Yosem Imalach, that's Me'akadish Baruch Hu, Yosem Imalach HaYasharis. Klal Yisrael are more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more so than even Malach HaYasharis. Says the Gemara, why? In what way are Klal Yisrael superior to Malach HaYasharis? Says the Gemara, two things. First of all, Yisrael Aymim Shira B'chol Shah. A Jew has the possibility to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at any moment, of any time of the day. He can get up, stand in the corner and say Shira to Tishbachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Malach, according to the final Omrila in the Gemara, has only the opportunity to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pam Achas Bo'olam, once in the whole history of the world. That's one thing. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Yisrael, Malachi Asharis, I'm changing the Gemara around slightly, Malachi Asharis, Maskirin Es Hashem, Achar Sholesh Tevois, Malachim can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name after three words, Kadosh, 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 and then they can only say Hashem's name. And Klal Yisrael, Maskirin Es Hashem, Klal Yisrael can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Achar Shtei Tevois, already after two words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. In other words, our superiority over Malachim is the ability for us to be able to say Shem Hashem. What's that got to do with this week's Sedra? The title was a topical theme. So this week's Sedra, let's start like this. We just started reading Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is not just called so because the Torah starts off Sefer Shmos, but it's in fact in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Gimel, Siman Hey, the Medrash says Vayhi Oir. This is referring to Sefer Shmos. So in other words, the Medrash already gives it this name. And Rigdal Yeshua explains that the reason why it's called this name is because this Sefer is involved with Shemus, with names. Shema Shvatim, Ba'ele Shmos Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim, the Shvatim, then Moshe Rabbeinu's name, and perhaps Al Kulana is Va'amuri Mashmoi Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to redeem Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are going to want to know Mashmoi, and Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, Zeh Shmi La'olam, this is my name, La'olam, forever, Zeh Zichri L'Dor D'Dor, this is the way I'm remembered in every generation. And the Gemara explains that means Zeh Shmi La'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a name which is his name as such. The Zeh Zichri, but the name that it is not pronounced Zeh Zichri, it's read, it's known as differently L'Dor D'Dor for all generations. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is written with Yud K and pronounced Aleph Dalet. Pare also wanted to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was. Moshe Rabbeinu also had to tell him who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Giving a name is a tremendous chokmah. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah again in Parsha Yud Zayin says that Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Rav Acha, B'shoa Shabbo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livrei Et Adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create person, Nimlach v'malach ha'asharis, he went to ask the malachim, as we know. Omar lahem na'ase Adam. Omru lai, so they said to him, Adam zeh ma'atiboy, what's this person all about? Omar lahem, he said to them, oh yeah, you wait. Chachmasay merubu mishalachem, he's cleverer than you. In what way is he cleverer than you? Hevi lipneim es habehema chayav ha'ayit, he brought before them the behemoth, the chayav na'ayit. And Amalan Zemashmai, he asked them, what are you going to call this? So the Medrash says, they didn't know what to call it. Habirin of Adam, and they brought them to in front of Hashmoth, brought these animals in front of man. Amalai, so he said to them, him, Zemashmai, what's this name? Amal Zeshar, this is the Shar, the Hamar, the Sus, the Gamal, the Atomashimcha, what's your name? Amalai. He said, "Ani noeli kare Adam. For me, it's fitting to be called Adam. Shenivrasi min Adama, because I'm created from Adama. Obviously, the question is that behemoths are also created from Adama, and this is there's not what to say in the explanation. I want to hear from Ram Gorbitz, the beautiful chap, but the time won't allow us to delve into that. Bani mashmi, and what is my name? Amaloi. So he says, "I'm Adam." Said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Lecha noeli kare yud kei vavkei." For you, it's fitting to be called Yudke Vavke Sha'ata Oder Nachal Briyasecha, because you are the source of all, or the master of all your creations. From this medrash, we can see that giving a name is not just ascribing a name by common agreement, because to call something an elephant or an ox, or a camel, is something that even Malachim could do, to come to an agreement, sit down together and decide that this is what we're going to call this particular thing. Elamai, the fact that it's a Chachma G'dayla means that there's a tremendous Chachma, there's a tremendous Etzem that lies within the name, which in Lashon HaKodesh, each and every object that Adam Arishin gave a name to, it implies what it is, and that's the tremendous Chachma that Adam Arishon was Megala over here. Especially so when we, let's just go back 1 second, when one says that in English one says captain, so in your mind you have an idea of what that is, a general, you have in mind what that is. So in Lashon HaKodesh, when you'll say Shoir, Chamoir, Gomol or Adam, there's something there in the deeper understanding, in the understanding exactly of what this is, that every letter of this name actually ascribes to the function of what this thing is. This is especially true when we're discussing Shem Hashem. Our association with Hashem is only in as much as he reveals himself through his names. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Medrash, when it says, "V'amar li ma shemoi," HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him back, Shemayt in Shemayt Rabbah here. Shmiyat Mavakish Leida. You want to know my name? Lepimata Ani Nikra. I'm called according to my attributes, according to my actions. If that's the case, let us try and develop this idea of shame a little further. The Netziv in his Akdama to Sefer Shemayt poses the following difficulty. The Gemara in Sota, that Lamed Vav Amud Beis, says that the ephod, the names on the ephod, were split up differently were written according to the way it was written in Shemois and not the way it's written in Bamidbar. But the Gemara says like this: Loi kederech sheim chalukim b'chaymesh hapikudim, ela kederech shechalukim b'chaymesh sheini. Not as if the way they're split up in Chumash HaPikudim, but as they're split up in the Chumash Sheini. Now, the Gemara is being inconsistent, Lachaira, because if you're going to call Sefer Shmois, then you're entitled to call Sefer Bamidbar by its name as Chazal Noe Chumash HaPikudim. But if you're going to give Shmois a number and call it the second book, then you should also be calling Numbers the fourth book. Why are you being inconsistent in calling Shmois by Chumash Sheini and Bamidbar by Chumash HaPikudim? Says the Netziv, it would appear from this Gemara that the Gemara has deliberately chosen the name of Chumash Sheini for the name of Sefer Shmois. and the Chayit Apella. Because if there's any sefer which deals with making something not a number, the being something be'etzem, it is Shemois. Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael, as we've just now shown, is really to bring out the name of something, and it shouldn't be a number. So why is the Torah calling this a number? The Bahad, when it calls the Svarim, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, he calls Bereishis, Chumisheini, Teres Kainim, Chumash HaBikudim, Mishnah Torah. Why does he call this Chumisheini? The Tziv explains in a beautiful way, which is really brings out this point. Sheni is the same word as Mishneh, as Shana, and Shana is Tachalayim Azeh Ta'amayim. Sheni is the same word as the repetition of something. When you want to say something repeats itself, use a word that has a Shoresh of Sheni. Shana is something that repeats itself every year. Mishneh is something you do Chazar of the whole time. Al-Hishana is to repeat something. So there's something being repeated over here that was already. Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, says, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. In other words, the reason why the world was created is Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. In other words, the purpose of Briya to Olam is only going to come into Gilui at the time of the Gilui of Klal Yisrael. So the whole Bereishis till Vayechi doesn't come into Gilui until you have the creation of Klal Yisrael. The whole of Shmois is the creation of Klal Yisrael from the very source of when we start off in Mitzrayim till Vayakel Pekudei, when we come back to the Lashon HaRamban is Maile Tavoisam with the Soid Elohim Aleh Aleihem, until they have the Shechina on the Mishkan. That's something that becomes Nisgale with Klal Yisrael. In other words, just like we've got the Gilui of Klal Yisrael coming out in these parashas, the Gilui of the Bria is being revealed in these parashas, and if we may say so, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to reveal himself, so then there's a greater depth of revelation which is going to come out within these parashas that wasn't already there in Bereishis. And in fact, that's exactly what we find over here. Right from the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself with a new name. And the Pasuk, in fact, if we can say so, the Pasuk says so. When I appeared to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I appeared to them with the name of Kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, and by name Hashem, Loinoidati Lahem, I never revealed to them. In other words, the first stage of Briyat Olam was with Kel Shakai. Through Yetzias Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed as the name as we know him by, as Yudkei Vavkei. What's the difference between the two? This is Negea Ta'at Halacha L'maisa, because in Siman Hay, in Kavanas HaBrachas, the Machaber Paskins, Yichavim Beberchasei Perish HaMilas, the person is obligated to concentrate when he says a bracha, this explanation of the words that he says, and Kshayadker Hashem, and when he says the name of Hashem, Yichavim Perish Kriyasei, he should have in mind the simple explanation of what it means. If that's the case, we have to try and understand what these two names mean. What does Kel Shaka mean? The Gemara in Yuma, Samach Zayin on the base, says that the word Kel is from a lashon of being mighty. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, denying the Kel, the lishnit takifi. How do you know that Kel is an expression of might? Shenema ves ele aretz lokach. The Kel means mighty. Shakai. The Midrashim say, the Gemara says, Shakai is short for Sha'omar lo'ilamai dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the world, this is the size, exact measurement, this is how you should be. So Kel Shakai means the mighty God who of Sha'omar lo'ilamai dai. The Nefesh HaChaim in Perik Gimel says, the Inyan Kel Shakai ke Inyan Elekim. The Inyan of Elekim and the Inyan of Kel Shakai both have similar ideas. So if we want to know the explanation of Elohim, we can look at Kel Shakai. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that when Mamseh Elikim, Yechaven, a person should have in mind, Shehu Takif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mighty, Baal HaYecheles, master of all capabilities, or Baal HaKoyches Kulam, and master of all powers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ovis, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being in control of every aspect of nature. Of everything that happens in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of. That's what the Ovis perceived. And in fact, the Mabit says that the gematria of Elohim, which is 86, is the same gematria as HaTeva. The same gematria as the nature, because everything within nature is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was Nisgale in Yetzias Mitzrayim? In Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a further depth to Briyas HaOlam, which was a further depth to the name of Hashem, which was Nisgale over here. A gilui which demonstrates that Hashem is beyond all time and place. As we say, the shame of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, says the Malchaba, the one should have in mind, Shahaya Hoyvaviyya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be, it's all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of its continued existence in this world presently, and He is the final purpose of all creation. Everything is one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is this revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim? What do we mean by this? Let's give a few examples. The Gemara in Pesachim, Rav Ches Amad says the following. So there was a difference, Cholok Nes Shel Avraham Avinu, the Kibshon Ha'esh, and the Hatzalah of Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria, in their Kibshon Ha'esh. There was a difference, a principal difference, between the Nes of Avraham Avinu in his Kibshon Ha'esh, and Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Why? Says the Gemara, that when Avraham Avinu was saved from Kibshon Ha'esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and cooled down the fire. That's a miracle. Is that impossible for us to comprehend? No. There was fire. There is fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this fire should not burn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Takif Baal HaYecheles and Baal HaKoyeches, He says that this fire shouldn't burn on Avraham Avinu. Something we can understand. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, when they went through the fire, says the Gemara, the Sar Shel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Sar Shel Eish, the ministering angel of fire, to go and deal with it. What's he doing there? Says the Gemara that the fire was raging hotter than ever before, and everybody who threw Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah in got burnt immediately, and yet Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah walked through that fire unscathed. So it's fire, it's burning, and yet Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah walked through. Is it a miracle? Definitely. Can we understand how such a miracle happened? No. It's completely beyond our comprehension, such a thing. What's that a gilui? That's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Matan Torah. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all rules of time and place. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, and therefore completely not completely unbound by all rules of time and place. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu made his first appearance to Paray in Shabbos, Batzadi Zayin on the Galus, the Pasuk says Paray was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu to give a simon. Give me a sign who you're sending a message from. Says the Pasuk, Vayibla Mate Aaron Esmatosam. They all threw down their sticks, they became snakes. Aaron threw down his stick, and then all the rest threw down their sticks, and then Moshe Rabbeinu picked up the stick, by Yibla Mate Aaron et Matosam, and Aaron's stick swallowed up all of them. Says the Gemara, and Rashi brings it, Me'achar shechodar v'nase mate bola et kunan. After it became a stick again, then it swallowed up everything. What was it necessary to do that for? Let it swallow up, put it down on the ground, let it turn into a snake, let it swallow up all the others, show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than all of these others. And when he picks it up again, he's got the stick which has already swallowed up all of them. What was it necessary to become a stick first and then swallow up? Because the Gemara, this was again the same Geloshen as Gemara in Sotah Dachuf Yudches. This was a nes, the first nes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed here is the impossibility of something that is beyond all laws of nature. It's impossible for a stick to swallow up other snakes. But yet, over here, this stick was functioning as a stick and as a snake. You understand it? No. But that was the gilui that was happening in Yetzias Mitzrayim. you always think that in Machas Dam, the Egyptians, when they would take a cup of blood, and the Jew would take it from the Egyptian, and he would drink it, and it'd become water. So you think like this, that you hold this cup of blood, this is blood, the Mitzri is holding it. When the Jew takes it, it turns into water. When the Mitzri would put a straw into this cup, so you'd say that as the Mitzri is drinking it, the water turns into blood in the straw. Inside the cup, the Jew is holding it, it's water. I once heard that, no, the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that this very same thing that was blood for the Egyptians was water for the Jews. Do I understand it? No. Is this a Gilui HaKadosh Baruch beyond all dictates of nature? Yes. That was the Gilui that was happening here in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Stay with me. Why are we not allowed to say the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei? The Pashtus one thinks that it's too holy for us to say. Probably true. But there's probably an understanding that we can understand with it, of why we can't say it. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, says that there's two differences, principal differences, between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, says the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech al kal ha'aretz, V'yoy mahu yiyah Hashem echad b'shmai echad. On that day, HaKadosh will be king of the world. On that day he will be one and his name will be one. So it's the Gemara, I don't understand. After Isn't Allah Echotu? Isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu not one today? Says the Gemara, no. Two explanations in why it's different. Number one, in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one and he's two, because we make two brachas. And in Olam Haba we'll make one bracha. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, in Olam Hazeh we make Hateva Meitiv and Dayan Ha'emes. And bad tidings we make down Emes. And in Olam Haba we will only make Hateva Meitiv. That means even looking back at the bad tidings, we will be able to say Hateva Meitiv. And in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is said as two things. In other words, it's read as Aleph Dalet, but that's written as Yud Kei. And La'asid Lavoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be read and written as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, if the two things are brought together in the Gemara, and they're brought to Dash on the same pasuk, they must be one and the same message. We cannot perceive how everything that looks bad is in fact good. If we could grasp the perfection of creation, then we would be able to say the name of Hashem. Olam Haba is the place where we can say we will experience the absolute truth of this creation. In Olam Hazeh, Hashem's name cannot be pronounced as it's read. Because in Olam Hazeh, this name of Hashem is not revealed. It's not altogether true in Olam Hazeh. There's no place that you can say it. There is one place in Olam Hazeh that one does say the name of Hashem as it is written. And that is in the Beit HaMikdash. According to some Rishonim, only on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. According to other Rishonim, every time in the Beit HaMikdash. But the Beit HaMikdash is a place that shayach to Olam Haba. The Mishnah says, "Kol chayes mei brachas, shayomrim b'mikdash, hayomrim min ha'olam ba'ad ha'olam." All brachas that were said in the Beit HaMikdash, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ba'ad ha'olam. In Beit HaMikdash, when one said a bracha, there was an association to Olam Haba. When in the Kodesh Kodshim, there was a constant gilui of this impossibility. When a person went into the Kodesh Kodshim, the Kohen Gadol, and he would measure the distance, the size of the Kodesh Kodshim, let's say in the Mishkan, the size of the Kodesh Kodshim was 10 Amos by 10 Amos. Yet, if a person would take a tape measure and measure the size of the Oren itself, it would be 2.5 Amos by 1.5 Amos. That's the size of the Oren. If a person would then take a tape measure and measure from the wall of the Kodesh Kodshim till the Oren, measure it, it'll be 5 Amos. Measure it on the other side, it'll be 5 Amos. So that means that it's 12 and a half Amos across. But if it wasn't, take measure it, it'll be 10 Amos across. Because the Gemara, Mokim Oren Eina Min Hamidah. The space of the Oren was not Min Hamidah. It didn't take up space. You measured it, it was 2.5 by 1.5. When you took your tape measure and you measured right across the wall, from one wall to the other, it was 10 Amos. You measure from each side, it's 5. Impossible. How's that possible? This was a constant gilui of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being misgale in the world with the Neshem Yud Kevavke. It's something showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely beyond time and place. Something which we cannot fathom, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being misgale like that in Kodesh Kodshim, and therefore in Beis HaMikdash one can say, the Kohen Gadol can say, the name of Yud Kevavke. But in the rest of Olam Hazeh, Hashem's name cannot be pronounced because Hashem's name has not a gilui. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Hey, the Mechaber says, one may not say this name, but one has to have it in mind. Why so much does one have to have it in mind? Because in our mind we can appreciate that there is such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all of this. So therefore in our mind we have to be, when we say Hashem's name, we Mechaber, we say loud, Perish Kriyatai, Adnos, Shehu Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. But in our mind we have to have in mind Yudke Vavke. And even though there is no tmuna shaped HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, the Brit Yosef says a person should have in mind, is allowed to have in mind the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. He can have in mind before him, in his mind's eye, those letters when he says the name of Hashem. The Mechaber paskens that one has to have this in mind every time one says Hashem's name, which is written Yud Kei Vav Kei. One has to have in mind. One has to be mechaber in the Perish HaMilas, which is Adon HaKol, and also Hayahay V'Viyeh. The God says that it's critical only in the first pasuk of Shema. That's what the God's psak is, and therefore, if it's difficult to be mechaber both Perushim, then one should be mechaber Adon HaKol every time one says Hashem's name, except for in Shema, where one has to be mechaber both Adon HaKol and Yudkei Vavkei Hayahay V'Viyeh. We said that in Olam Hazeh there is no gilui of the name of Hashem. To such an extent, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that study on the base, Abba Shal Omer, Ha-Hoykeh Hashem Ba-Yisyoitzav, somebody who says Hashem's name with its letters is Ein Lo Chilek L'Olam Abba, has no Chilek in Olam Abba. And that doesn't just apply if one reads it like a word, like Asher, you'd read the word of Hashem as it's written. In which case, of course, Lahabdil Alep Habdalis, one cannot say the name, the witnesses, which begins with a J, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and one must not say that. But Teshus and Avodah Zarah David Ches, and the Radvaz and the Ari, all hold that HaHaykeh Hashem Be'et Yosef is not just reading as a word, but saying the letters consecutively, Yud Kei Vav Kei, saying that, that's also called HaHaykeh Hashem Be'et Yosef. And therefore, probably that's where the minhag comes from. When one says the name of Hashem, we call it Yud Kei Vav Kei rather than with a hey, because it could be a possibility of being, according to the Tosafos, the Radvaz, of Hoyges Hashem Be'et Yosef. And therefore, the practical ramification of the halacha of that is that people who say L'Shem Yichud have to be careful to say L'Yachd Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei and not say the letter, pronounce the letter as it is. If we have the schuz to say the name of Hashem, there are a few anhagas which are brought to Shulchan Aruch how one should say the name of Hashem. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that one should say it b'kol, loud, or louder. The Dal Kemoisha in the Smak says that one should say it slowly, kemoy namoy. The Chaya Adam says that one should be careful, one should also, he says even, to do anything else while one says a bracha, the name of Hashem. It goes without saying that one has to, in fact, say the name of Hashem. The man story of Yeshiva, when a person used to get called up, he used to stand by the Amud. He said, listen, if the person said Adi, they used to make him say the bracha all over again. He said, that's not the name of Hashem. Hashem's name is Adoy. And the Prima Dodin says that the letter of the word finishes with a Yud, Noi. Therefore, he says, one has to pronounce that Yud. And if one doesn't pronounce that Yud, he says, it's not called being Kodesh Hashem Hashem. I don't know, the minhag in Ger is to say it without the Yud. I don't know what Pshat is, but that's how the Prima Gadim says the one of the halacha. So we've been through the name of, as in brought in Shulchan Aruch, the name of Adnos, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Adon HaKol, the source of everything, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehayo Hover V'Yiyeh, and Elohim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master of all nature, Shehu Takif, mighty, Balei Cheles, Balei Kechas Kulam. We, Klal Yisrael, beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have this chus to be able to say Hashem's name. We say in Shabbos Mirz, Baruch Hu Eleikeinu, Shabaronu Lechvoidei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's given us, created us, Lechvoidei for His honor, Lehalonai, Leshabchoi, Lesafei Hoidei. That's our glory. May we all be zeichah to the day when Yiskabel v'Yiskabel Shemei Rabbah, His great name will be Yiskabel, and Vayom Ahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Shmei Echad.